Blade Runner 2049. Just saw it. Going to do a review right now. So this is your spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear about the movie, do not keep moving forward on this radio station this evening. As is my wont, I ate all the popcorn and my ice cream and drank all my Coke before the movie had really only just started. I must admit, though, it was a kids' combo pack, so everything was very small, and that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. First of all, before I do my full review, just let me say that there are a lot of homages to the original movie in many, many ways, in too many ways. And one of them was the music, which was so close to the original Vangelis style that I don't know, this movie needed to own itself a little bit more. It just paid too much attention to the previous movie. Here's a sample of that music now. When you first start watching this movie, your first impressions are wow, sweeping, futuristic scapes, music very reminiscent of the original Blade Runner, that dark, sort of grainy feeling, and lots of rain, just like the original Blade Runner, the projected images on screens in the city, just like the original Blade Runner. Okay, so you get the picture. It just goes too far, which is interesting because when I first reviewed the sound score I had in front of me this morning or yesterday, I actually said this sounds like an homage to the original Vangelis soundtrack. And the movie itself just keeps referencing the original movie, which at first I thought, oh, it's great. It's got the origami paper animals. It's got this symbol. It's got that symbol. And it's just too much, do you know what I mean? It was like an imitation almost. It needed to own its own style more. And that music that you heard just then, that was quite similar to the Vangelis sound from the original movie, but it had these dark, sort of industrial clashing sounds. And to be honest, the music was way too loud. I actually should have had earbuds in because it was started to hurt my ears. It was so loud. And it was ever present throughout the whole movie. It needed more moments of silence. You know when people talk about dark and light, light and shade, dark and shade. They talk about that in singing. Same with movies, man. You've got to have moments of rest and peacefulness. And yeah, to be honest, there wasn't enough action. Like there was action, but oh, it just kind of fell flat. And also, the characters were two-dimensional. When I said this to my girlfriend, she said, yeah, but they're replicants. It's like, yeah, but still, the original Blade Runner, Harrison Ford, his character was so composite that you were in two minds about whether he was a human or a replicant. Whereas this movie, it was all just too easy to read. The plot was not sophisticated enough for me to really go, ooh, that's interesting. It's too easy to predict. And yeah, Ryan Gosling. Yeah, he was all right. His character was not compelling. I didn't actually care about what happened to him, you know? You know when a character's been developed properly by an actor when you care about what happens to them. And the villain, the female villain, wow, she was just one color. Her character was painted in one shade, and that got boring real quick. Harrison Ford was, yeah, he was Harrison Ford. He was good, but again, I think he was working within a limited vehicle. This movie was a two-wheeled vehicle. It wasn't very sophisticated in my mind. And it was a little bit too slow and drawn out as well. Some of the scenes, I would have left them on the cutting floor, definitely. So, yeah, Disappointed. In the beginning, I was like, well, this is going to be great. I got all excited. And then I got disappointed. A bit like the popcorn, ice cream, and drink scenario, really. It all arrived way too early. And then it was finished. And then I faced disappointment. Okay, here's an example of the really loud, dark music that they were using. In this movie is way too loud. So loud. See what I mean? Full on, man. Full on. I actually stuffed tissues into my ears towards the end of the movie. I just had it. I mean, I do have a bit of tinnitus from dancing in front of speakers my whole life when I was a nightclub dancer, but besides that, it was just too loud, too much. Too much dark, not enough light. Where's the play of up and down, the beautiful movement of a plot and emotions and characters that takes you on a journey? It was just like pummeling through a brick wall, basically. Interestingly enough, I can't find the comment, but Tim Araneta said on my station or on his station today that it's by the same director as Fargo and a bunch of other stuff. And isn't that interesting? Because Fargo was a very slow movie, and so was this one. Yeah, what would I score it out of 5? 3. Sorry, Ryan, you're gorgeous and all, but.
The fact that Ridley waited a long time to make this and they finally felt like they cracked it, and then it got the seal of approval from Harrison. So that was a relief. You know, I certainly wouldn't have done it with if all of those factors weren't involved. And then I read it, and it's just such an incredible story. It's really true to the original and its themes and its questions, and it carries on the narrative. But with Denis Villeneuve at the helm, it became its own thing as well. So it was, for me, it was a no-brainer.
Ryan there is talking about Jared Leto as the new villain. You know what? Jared Leto is an absolutely amazing, consummate actor. And again, he was given an average vehicle to work within. So sorry, Jared, but like all the other actors in this movie, you ended up being a little bit two-dimensional.
Every civilization was built off the back of a disposable workforce. But I can only make so many. Happy birthday.
Georgia D, how are you? I'm just calling in about a couple of things. Firstly, the Blade Runner movie segment that you did. I just want to say thanks for not doing the spoilers on the plot because I still haven't seen that movie and I'd really like to see that movie. And yeah, I liked what you did with the different clips from the movie and the music and what you said about it. And the popcorn and the end of the Coke with the straw, that was funny. But listen, I got a couple of questions for you, and I've only got a minute to ask them. So listen, I've never been to Australia, and I'd really like to go. And I just wanted to know, like, is it true that you have the most species of poisonous snakes in the entire world? Like, is it a dangerous place, Georgia D? Thank you so much, Georgia. Love your station, love what you do. And hey, maybe I'll catch an Uber from the eastern states over to the western states. Thanks. This is Chuck.